This morning's Sunday column was a tough one. A local issue on which good people passionately disagree, involving dogs who don't get to comment at county commission meetings. Our county is working on a sole source contract with an entity called Barkhouse to help decrease our homeless dog population, partly by transporting dogs to other states for adoption. Some say competitive bidding would be fairer and may be legally required. There are other legal issues, including Barkhouse's involvement in preparing the plan, the omnipresent anti-donation clause, and questions about how the Barkhouse entity got set up. Barkhouse is Kelly M. Barker. Some say she's caring, creative, and uniquely capable of doing the job. Others say she's not sufficiently careful about dogs' health or about truth-telling. I tried to ask her, but lawyers apparently vetoed that idea. Michigan public records show that a couple sued her for fraud and breach of contract, alleging she'd promised their money would be safely in escrow and then secured by property in Dubai. Didn't happen. They won a default judgment in 2009. Barker has several entities, including three that are or were nonprofits: Global Flying Hospitals in Florida, and Uncaged Paws, one in Florida and one here. Barker's apparent response to questions concerns me. When someone asked to see papers a nonprofit is supposed to produce, Ms. Barker allegedly contacted a third party to attack the questioner. One woman who'd raised questions about Barkhouse received a lawyer's letter that appeared intended to threaten, but seemed somewhat silly. It ordered her to cease and desist her, quote, harassment, unquote, which I think was posting questions and criticism on Facebook. But it's the dogs that matter. Recently, Barkhouse sent 30-some puppies and their moms to a rescuer in Boulder, Colorado. The recipient says Barker promised the pups were healthy and would come with full papers on vaccinations and such. Unfortunately, dogs were ill and papers were missing. 2 hours after arrival, the first puppy died. Others followed. When the recipient sent Barker what she referred to as a frustrated message, Barker allegedly responded by posting on Facebook an old negative review of the recipient rescuer. A woman there wrote the county that she wished she could say that Barkhouse, if better organized, quote, could do great things. But the bottom line is, that's not true. They lied. They hid the fact puppies were sick, took young pups away from their moms, and were the direct cause of the deaths of all these pups, unquote. All these look like huge red flags, or at least yellow caution flags. Dogs and taxpayers deserve a careful decision here, whatever that ultimately might be.